You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 3rd of August, 2022. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Joined online today by Jonathan Sook, and he's a meteorologist with the Weather Service. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Joe. How are we doing today?
Not bad. Not bad. A little bit soggy this past week. Let's talk about what's this weather system we're currently stuck in here.
Yeah, so we've actually been seeing a pretty wet start to August, which, you know, we're not quite in the wet season yet, but we're definitely in that transition between our dry season that really sort of ends in June, going into our wetter seasons in September and October. And so we're right in that transition where August is, and we've been staying on the wet and cloudy side so far.
Okay. June was certainly nice and sunny and dry. July, how did we end that month up?
Yeah, so for July, we actually temperature-wise stayed pretty darn close. We were a little bit warmer than normal. We were 57.9 degrees for our temperature across July, and that's compared to 56.3. So we actually had some of our top 10 warmest average low temperatures across Southeast Alaska, including Petersburg, and that kept our temperatures up for the daily averages, and that allowed us to stay warmer than normal for the month of July, which is sort of a unique way of thinking about it. We didn't have a lot of warm, high temperatures. We didn't get that hot that often in July, but we actually weren't cooling off that much at night. So that allowed us to keep relatively warm and go above normal for our temperatures. Precip wise, we actually came in a little bit wetter. I know we had talked previously about it was going to be close, and it turned out that we did just eke across and get slightly wetter than normal for July. We had 5.92 inches of rain, and that beats out our normal for Petersburg at 5.63. So we were seeing that sort of that end of last week, we were getting about a third of an inch a day, and so that got us up and over the normal mark for July.
Okay. All right. Still a long way from the record-setting rainy summer just a few years ago, but...
Yep, definitely sort of right in between the brackets between the dry summers of like 2018, 2019, and then just a few years ago.
I think we have a little bit of break in the precipitation before the next wet stuff comes through. What's on the horizon here, short term and longer?
Yeah, so we've actually got a nice couple of days coming up here, Wednesday, Thursday. Should be our driest couple of days here this week. Once we get into Friday, Saturday, we're going to start to see the next system come in. We actually have a decent AR, nothing too crazy, precip-wise.
By AR, you mean atmospheric river, that dreaded term.
Exactly, yeah. Let me not just use acronyms on you. That atmospheric river is actually going to be looking at about 1 to 3 inches of precip is sort of what we're saying. This one's going to be a pretty quick mover. We don't expect it to last too long, but it is, you know, these things have wiggles to them. And so if it stays over us a little bit longer, we could see up to 3 inches, but we're really anticipating closer to the 1 inch at this moment. But that's going to be coming in late Friday, Saturday. We're really looking at a rainy day Saturday, and hopefully it exits out by Sunday, but we'll see exactly when it's gone. But as that leaves, we're going to go back into a cloudy, but, you know, small amounts of rain each day sort of pattern with showers possible. So nothing too out of the ordinary for Southeast Alaska in August, but no exceptional sunny days or you know, not too long of a heavy rain slog either.
Okay, and some winds with that atmospheric river this weekend as well?
Absolutely. You know, we wouldn't have the full atmospheric river experience if we didn't have the winds with the rain. So compared to the relatively quiet winds that we've been seeing last couple of weeks, we are expecting this thing to kick up, possibly produce some periods of 20, 25, even some 30 or 35 knot winds are possible. So that's still in the works as far as, you know, when and where that's going to be. We're a little bit far out to pin that down too much right now, but it's something we're keeping an eye on, and we suggest everyone else does too.
Make sure you check that forecast before you go out on the water. Anything else to know for this week?
You know, that's the big one, is that big atmospheric river. That's the one that we're all honed in on. And it's going to be, unfortunately, it seems like these things always want to come in on the weekends or holidays. And this one's not going to break that trend, unfortunately. But That's going to be what we're looking at least for the first part. Hopefully, if it moves quick and gets out of here, Sunday might be at least a bit of a reprieve. But that's something else we're watching, and we're seeing how it unfolds.
Okay, thanks for the time, Jonathan.
Thank you. You all have a wonderful day.